I think self-awareness is probably the most important thing towards being a champion. That is a quote by Billie Jean King. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 395. Great to have you here with me today. My name's Lee Martinuzzi, the host of the show, The Hidden Why Guy. Here at The Hidden Why, guys, I'm all about inspiring others to live their life with greater passion and purpose. To do so, I believe we need to connect within, discover our why, formulate our life compass, our mission statement, and use that to eventuate us towards greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. I don't even know if that's a word, eventuate, but there you go. I've included it today. Guys, that's what I do. That's the work I do with individuals and here at the Hidden Why Podcast. I hope I can give you some value today in my solo show. My solo rant today is about the lady with the hairy legs. It's about self-awareness. It's about authenticity. So I hope you get some value from it, guys, and I hope it gives you something to reflect on so you can create some more self-awareness in your own right and in that create a greater life, greater quality of life. I think self-awareness really helps us achieve that. So guys, if you do enjoy the show, like always, share it with your family, share the love, that'd be great. You can reach out to me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I love to hear from you guys, your feedbacks for these shows that I do, plus any other comments or direct questions you might have from me. Feel free to reach out anytime. I would love to hear from you. And you can also reach me at Facebook and to a lesser extent, Twitter as well. Other than that, guys, share it with your network. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com, check out the show notes there, subscribe to The Hidden Why Podcast, and subscribe to The Hidden Why newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, I will chat at the other end. Hope you enjoyed this show today, The Lady with the Hairy Legs. Cheers. G'day gang, welcome to my solo rant. Lee Martinuzzi here. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a cracker of a day. I certainly am here. Beautiful Saturday morning, just sipping on some Earl Grey tea this morning, surprisingly. It's usually a green tea mix, but I'm out of the green tea leaves at the moment. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the chat. And today I want to tell you a story about the woman, the lady with the hairy legs. And I will tell you that story. But first, this is why I want to tell you the story, and you might be hooked into this solo rant purely for that title. I do apologize, I don't mean to deceive, but there is a story about a lady with the hairy legs. But I really want to sort of allude or discuss self-awareness and why sometimes it's important for us to just become more aware about the little things as well, and just really how we've been conditioned. Our beliefs, our behaviors, you know, things that we just do almost automatically or we think almost automatically and how, you know, perhaps it's not the best way. Perhaps we need to, if we can just pause and think on things a little bit, find some more beauty in life, find some more purpose in what we do and what we think and you know, use that to live more conducively towards the life that we desire. So that's really the mission of mine here today of sharing this story about the lady with the hairy legs. So I do swimming twice a week. I go down to the local pool here in Japan, in my country town, and I love swimming. It's one of those passions of mine, and I typically just find so much joy in it. It's obviously good for my health, but it just clears the head. It gets me out of my skin, out of whatever I'm doing in the middle of the day. I do it at the moment, and it just refreshes me. So, you know, it's just one of those activities that I do. I encourage you guys to put those things into your life as well. Anyway, on this particular Wednesday, I was doing my swim and I got to the end of my lap. So I swim for about 50 minutes and I touched down at the end. Great swim. Felt really good about it. But, you know, after doing, I think it's about 2.5 Ks that I swim every week, after hitting the wall, you know, I was a little bit out of breath. And anyway, there was this lady standing at the end on the edge of the pool. And I sort of stopped, touched the wall and looked up because there's a clock right there. So I always look up to look at the clock. And this lady was there. I noticed her, obviously, she was right in front of me. And I smiled and she smiled at me and then she said something in Japanese, which at the time I didn't really comprehend, perhaps because, you know, I just finished my laps. But I smiled anyway and she jumped into the pool and she pushed off and started doing a few laps, which was odd because the pool shuts. It was about to close. Every hour in Japan here at the pools, they sort of shut the pools. Everyone has to hop out and they do a sort of a check of the pool and yeah, cleaning bits and pieces. Don't really get it. But anyway, That's a quirk of the culture. So I was, she touched off and went, but there was something that struck me. And see, when I looked up, I noticed it was a woman because of the swimsuit she was wearing. But what I really noticed and noticed probably first in reflection was how hairy she was. She had these, you know, hairy legs, really nice legs, but just really hairy. And as I looked up and saw her face, I noticed her arms as well. She had really hairy underarms. And I was sort of a little bit put off at first. And this is what I had to pause and think about. And it's not something that we normally would. We just normally would go, ooh, and maybe be put off and move on about our day. But for me at that moment, I didn't. I sort of looked at it, saw the hairy legs, saw the hairy arms, felt that sort of that emotion, or that not emotion, I guess, but just I felt that sort of dis-ease or disappreciation for the hairy legs on this woman, because she had quite a slender, you know, beautiful body. She had a beautiful face and all that sort of stuff, but just something about that put me off. And I really had to pause and just reflect on that conditioned state of mine and go, well, what is it? Why do I feel that way? You know, and it wasn't like I was, you know, gagging or vomiting or anything like that. It was just something small where you just go, oh. And it's just that sort of shock, I guess, because you're really not used to it. And, you know, we are conditioned in a way to a point where we come to expect that females, you know, are clean-shaven legs and underarms, etc. And I was a little bit put off, and the joy I got out of it was just I had that moment and I just sat in the pool. It wasn't a long period of time. I just sat there as she sort of swam off and did her laps, and I just started to think about it. I thought, why am I conditioned away? Why is that beneficial for me? And as I thought about it more and more and thought about the hairy legs and the hairy arms, I started to question, you know, why is it such a bad thing? You know, I'm certainly, I'm not a very hairy man, actually. I'm quite hairless. Well, I've got blonde hair, so you don't really notice it that much. And, you know, I've been accused by my brothers for waxing my chest because I don't really grow many hairs there either. And yeah, I might be found plucking the odd hair here and there, but nothing out of the more joy of just the pain sometimes the plucking of hairs can cause. And that might sound a bit weird, but it's true. You know, when you pluck a hair and it sort of just, it just sort of gives that little pinch. I don't know. There's something in that that sort of is a little bit rewarding. Sounds a bit crazy. Anyway, I'm not a very hairy man, but if I looked up and saw a hairy man standing at the end of the pool, you know, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I wouldn't have been put off at all. I would have just seen a hairy man and moved on my way. If it was that close, and I have had an experience recently, which I'll share that story with you as well, because it's quite humorous, I believe, where I went to the onsen. Now, the onsen is a place where you strip off and you jump into these hot bars with the same sex people. Anyway, I went to the onsen. I was with my five-year-old daughter, and we sort of were taking our clothes off in the change rooms, getting ready to go in, and this man came out, and this man was really, really hairy. Like I haven't seen someone that hairy for a long while, and his locker was right next to where we were putting our clothes into, and you know, he was really close. He sort of came right around and wrapped right into his locker, and you know, no problems with that at all. But he was then just really close, and that was quite confronting for me. So I don't really want to be that close to another hairy man. But if I got to the end of the pool that day and looked up and saw, you know, a man with hairy legs there, I wouldn't have been put off. And that made me really question and really appreciate, you know, how I've been conditioned that way and how unnecessary it really is to see things like that. The perspective that I had that, you know, this expectation that women should be clean shaved. And once I started to reflect on it a little bit more and think about it a little bit more, I really started to appreciate just the beauty of this woman and you know, how she just carried herself. And I thought, that's really important. I think just that, you know, that ease to just be who you are naturally as you can be is absolutely fine. And there's no reason why any of us should, you know, be put off by being natural and being who you are. And if they are, well, who gives a rat's? You know, I think the problem with our modern society is that we're all, you know, so superficially, artificially obsessed that we think we have to perfect our ways in many aspects, in the way we look, in the way we dress, but in the way we live our lives as well, in what we do, the status that we have, the job titles that we have. You know, we all try and put out this image that's very pretentious, and I think it's not very worthy to being our authentic selves. And I really sort of in that moment when I reflected on this lady with hairy legs, thought how great that is that she's just there and showing up. And she, you know, wasn't thinking about it and wasn't self-conscious about it. It wasn't like she was standing there going, oh, I hope he doesn't notice my hairy legs. I mean, they were right there in front of me. And I just thought that was so beautiful that she's able to do that. And hats off to her, you know. And I really changed. I flipped my thought. And I thought, you know what? It's just stupid that I think that way about, you know, women needing to shave. And I started, because I've got two daughters of my own, started to feel about how women are so, you know, women really more than men, you know, with this cosmetics, the makeup and how they have to present themselves. It's just so strict. It's so heavy on them. And I think it must be such a burden. And more and more, you know, it's not just about shaving anymore, because I think shaving came about in the 1920s, but it's about doing other things to their bodies now, to, you know, tuck and suck and pick things up and prop things here and put things there. And I just don't know if it's all that healthy. I think the best way to live our lives is to really be authentic selves and not have this falseness, not have to hide behind something that's not us. I think when we have to hide behind the makeup, the cosmetics, the dress that we wear, I think that really takes us away from finding more meaning in life, because we don't get to be ourselves, and that can be really painful not to be that selves. I experienced it, and I've talked about it in the past, you know, just by having to fit in to a situation or society or a group that really doesn't blend with who you are, it's just not very healthy. It doesn't make you feel good, and you can do it, that's for sure. But it doesn't feel right, and it doesn't help you really create that deeper level of happiness. And I think that's really important. So that's what I would say about, you know, just being yourself, just being authentic, just dressing as you will and being your natural self. Don't try and to cover who you are. You know, just allow yourself to be who you are and be authentic as you can be. And it is hard because we are conditioned in such ways, like me, you know, thinking this lady had to have shaved legs. That's how we're conditioned. But if you can just pause and reflect on these little moments, perhaps you can gain some insight, and perhaps you can start being more yourself as well. And perhaps then how you start showing up will reflect in how good you start to feel as well. I've certainly have struggled with this myself in my life, you know, where I worked in corporate and was wearing suits and was showing up. And I felt so fake so often. And it didn't rub me the right way. And I just really struggled to fit into those groups. I used to hate going to Christmas parties because I felt like I was a different character from the work person that I was to the person at the Christmas party. And I didn't like that difference. I really didn't like to show up one way when I was showing up the other way in a different style. And that really is the reason why I didn't show up to the Christmas parties. If I did, I still wasn't myself, and that just didn't feel right. I felt like I had to put on this act the whole time, and that was just too hard for me. So I'm glad I've made the transition away from that and started to show up with a little bit more authenticity, with a lot more authenticity. I think it really helps. You know, you don't have to fit into the groups that aren't like, you know, who you want to be. So don't do it. You'll find people that are like you and that you can fit with as well. But as it relates to self-awareness, and pausing, I think self-awareness, you know, we perhaps aren't as self-aware as we think we are. And I've just interviewed a lady about that. A fantastic interview. Her name's Tasha Urich. So you can check out her podcast this month as well at thehiddenwhy.com. But we talked about self-awareness there as well. And her research really discovers that people aren't as self-aware as they think we are. And sometimes we become aware about all those things that have real big impact, noticeable impact in our lives. Like, you know, if you've said something that really has upset someone in the house and you've just noticed that, you know, you can sort of reflect on that and you create that awareness. But the little things in life, we don't give much attention to, you know, like the little things about how we're conditioned, like the lady with the hairy legs. You know, if we can pause and think about those things a little bit more, that really creates a higher level of self-awareness. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm the most self-aware dude in the world, but certainly it's helping me reflect on things. You know, if that's something that I wouldn't have thought about in the past, where I'd just pause and think about, you know, why I think that way about, you know, a woman with hairs on their legs. You know, I wouldn't have paused like that in the past if I didn't have this higher level of awareness that I do now. I would have just gone about my day, just been put off and just kept going about it. And the next time I saw it, I would have been put off again. But now my whole perspective's changed just in that little moment. Now, next time I see someone like that, I'll probably want to, I'll be curious more to search and find more beauty in it. And that's beautiful. I think that's really beneficial for self-awareness. And if you can really become more self-aware, you can, as Tasha explains in her interview, it's a meta skill. You can become more, you can find more joy and higher qualities in all aspects of life when you can just become more self-aware. So it's really about creating that moment of pause and just going, well, what is this thought? What is this belief that I have? What is this behavior that I'm doing? And why? You know, why is it? Why does it exist? You know, the deeper why, the hidden why, and then questioning that, and don't be shy to being open to it, and really internally interrogating yourself to why it exists. And it doesn't mean going into a childhood memory and finding deep reason there. Just, but why? Why does it matter? Why does it matter that, you know, women don't shave, and why does it affect me in such a way? You know, just asking those little questions, it just has some profound effect on life. So I think, you know, just to pause and do that, that's really important, you know, for everything we do. If you can just pause and it's hard to do it for everything, obviously, but if you can sort of perceive things in that way, if you can start to put that into some sort of mild practice, it might grow from there. You know, why did I stand up like that? Why do I tie my shoes like this? Why do I get out of bed in this manner? Why do I, you know, wake up at that time? Why do I go to bed at that time? Why do I, you know, watch TV? Why do I have to... you know, have a shower and, you know, I don't know, soap in such a manner, whatever it might be, you know, just think about all those little things that seem so trivial, that are so automatic, that are so done by a subconscious mind that we just don't think about. If we can just, you know, just reflect on those little things sometimes, perhaps it could have a profound impact on the rest of our life. And I really believe it can. It's the little things that can make big differences. Anyway, that's enough babble from me. I hope you enjoyed this thought today. We're at the 15-minute mark here. So I'm doing well. Guys, thank you for tuning in. If you do love this thought, please share it with your family. Share it out on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, wherever you are on social media. That would be a huge favor for me. You can also leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't already done so. Just go to iTunes and search for The Hidden Why. Type in 1 to 5 stars and a brief comment. That would be highly appreciated, and it helps spread the message here of The Hidden Why. I also love hearing from you guys. So if you... in the mood to reach out, if you've got some feedback for me, some thoughts about this thought that I've shared today, or anything else, any questions or thoughts directly for me, then reach me at The Hidden Why Guy. That's the best way to reach me. You can also message me on the social media platforms, particularly Facebook, and to a lesser extent, Twitter as well. Other than that, guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Check out thehiddenwhy.com. All the show notes and links are there as always. And subscribe to my newsletter there. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Matnutzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you go, guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have a great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.com. That's globaloffice.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.